Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Dan Prince. Dan Prince is the founder and CEO of Illumisoft, a customer service-oriented healthcare innovation company focused toward improving the experience people have as they live through various health-related events. Throughout the course of his career, Dan has consistently been a leader amongst his peers, focused on architecting complex systems that are simple to maintain and manage. He now focuses both Illumisoft and his highly talented team of technology experts toward helping companies use technology in the best ways to reduce cost as well as increase efficiency. Along the way, he has helped his company grow into a set of high-performing technology-enabled teams that have mastered the Agile philosophy and used it to help transform the technology landscape at a number of clinics and hospitals. Dan prioritizes Illumisoft toward building strong relationships with clients to truly understand their needs and provide solutions that exceed current needs and allow for growth and flexibility. Well, good afternoon, Dan. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, Dan. This is exciting, and it's not too often. I've traversed the globe, 36 countries now, pushing on 500 podcasts. And it's rare, but I do get some time with some folks in Kansas City, and you're based out of Kansas City. So I appreciate you being my neighbor today. So jumping into these questions, Dan, let's talk about your career a little bit. You've got quite the career in technology as a developer, a serial entrepreneur, and now you're the founder and CEO of Illumisoft. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
I don't know if I know the secret to my career growth so much as just continuing to keep trying. I've got four sons, and I always want to set a good example for them. As I was raising them, I thought, well, when they're 18, I've done my job. But I realized soon after that that you really have to continue throughout your life. And at a young age, I remember seeing my father and my mom and my uncles and my grandparents age and decided, who do I want my kids and my grandkids to see me as when I'm in that position and they're watching me age? So that's just been something that I've kind of made my goal is when I get old and when I die, I want people to think of me a certain way. And that's been my guiding principles, I guess, in how I do business and how I approach my career. And one of them is just having integrity and doing what you know is right, even if it hurts. Other than that, I'd say just a lot of luck. And that's
great.
About it.
Great. Thank you for sharing, Dan. I appreciate that. And I think that is so important to be role models, especially in these day and age. So I do appreciate the share. And so, Dan, switching gears here, you know, the pandemic is just kind of everywhere, right? So this lockdown, did it contribute or hinder your success? And what are your plans going forward for your business growth?
Yeah, pandemic was a big thing. And I saw a lot of my competitor companies, many of which I'm friends with here in Kansas City, have trouble and struggle. For Illumisoft, we seem to very easily switch to a remote model, and our clients were in a position where the only things that they could really work on were these opportunities to work remotely. So many of the physicians and clinicians that we work with were either too busy while they were in the hospital to work with us, or were not allowed to come into the hospital because of the lockdown, but they were able to get on a Zoom call with us and move projects forward. So overall, I'd say it's been a help to us, and we really don't know what's coming down the road. It could be that early next year or possibly mid next year that budgets get cut and all of our projects go away. But it could also go the other way. And because of the need for telehealth and virtual healthcare visits, that we actually wind up getting more business and having to grow because of that. So it's hard to say right now, but we were easily able to traverse the obstacles that the pandemic initially laid out for us.
Thank you for sharing. And everybody's has their unique story as far as the pandemic. And, you know, I think we are all learning from it. And I think a lot of people still are struggling, especially in some states and cities where they've still kind of got people locked down. So thank you for sharing And Dan, you're obviously leveraging some new and emerging technologies within your tech stack. Is there anything you might be able to share with us today?
Sure. I mean, some of the things that I am looking at that I think are going to be the future is blockchain. Clearly, it's had an impact already, but I don't think that it's really started to have the impact that it's going to have. And I say blockchain, I mean blockchain everything. Right now, within our current world and reality, we collect a lot of data. And right now, that data is owned by somebody. And it's unfortunate or it's fortunate. I couldn't really tell you, but that data ownership has offered a lot of large corporations the ability to make billions of dollars by selling that data. It's hard to say whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, but when we put it into a blockchain and it becomes decentralized and there's no central ownership of it, there will no longer be a market for that data. And I think that's important to have, because right now there's unfair use of that data by companies that are able to easily collect it. Some of the fears that I have is whether that data will then become permanently available and unable to be deleted, even if it's wrong. So corporations will no longer be able to own it and sell it, but will it then be free? And this is some of the things that I worry about going forward. So I'm keeping my eyes on it, but truly, I think blockchain is something to wrap your head around if you hope to have any kind of future in technology.
Absolutely. And Dan, I think blockchain, you're absolutely right. I think it is going to be the future. We're right on the cusp of it just taking off. In fact, our publication here, our digital publication where you'll be featured, we actually are built on blockchain. So I just wanted to kind of share that out there. And we can chat about that sometime again. But switching to the last question here, Dan, can you share something from your career experience that would be helpful for those looking to grow their career in health tech or entrepreneurship?
Well, I would say my answer is the same for either of those. If you're trying to build a career in technology at all, whether it's health technology or fintech or whatever it is, I would say aim to be as close to being the entrepreneur as possible. Some people just don't want to be the one in charge, but I would say aim to be close to that person. Do not aim to be in a good position with a big corporation where you've got good job security, et cetera. I did that for many years, and those things I found will only serve to desensitize you to your own goals and aspirations. So be ambitious, be brave, be willing to work hard, and be willing to take educated risks. Also, when you fail, and you will, everybody does, don't be devastated by it. Understanding that life is suffering and that being unprepared for that suffering will inevitably add more suffering. So I guess put on your big boy pants and take what life throws at you without letting it emotionally impact you. But one of my favorite quotes is from Bruce Lee, favorite quotes. And he said, be like water. And there's a lot to that being like water, but you just got to flow with what life throws at you.
I love that. And that is a classic Bruce Lee quote, and I do resonate with that as well. So Dan, thank you so much for sharing. And I want to just let you know, it's a pleasure having you on today. And I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Thank you, Brian. It's been a pleasure. Have a great day.
Bye for now.